20th of June, 2021. Dear Ella, thank you for your last. How scary and spectacular that Fort Fire must have been. It's only on television that I've ever seen planes scooping water from the sea to put out a blaze. As you say, the hill is going to look pretty ugly for some time, but nature does recover and rejuvenate with amazing speed. Aunt Dora was particularly interested in the idea of 200 firefighters swarming over the hills. I think she has a thing about men in uniform. Now number two son Tom's hair is short, you'll have to send a photograph of him as a fire cadet. If he looks good, she'll probably cut everyone else out of her will. I have also had my own fire drama. I would claim heroine of the week status, except the fire was my fault. The chaps who cut down our two enormous conifers took everything to the bottom of the meadow and stacked it up beautifully. The bonfire is now the size of a large bungalow, so I was keen to get started. I've been watching our new weather vane, a lovely Norfolk wherry, to make sure I have the wind direction right. In the past, I've been subject to bitter invective from neighbours waving wet and smoke-filled washing at me. To cut a long story short, I misread the weather vane. The wretched arrow points in the direction the wind is coming from, rather than the direction it is going. This is ridiculous, completely counterintuitive, and in short, I forgot. I took down a complete pack of fire lighters and an old pillow cover to get the flames going. It was only when I saw the smoke was drifting towards our neighbours I realised my mistake. The stack is about 150 metres from the house, and there is no water, so I had to run up and down the field with a watering can. Each trip to fill up the can and run back down the field took about 3 minutes. It was like trying to dig over a vegetable patch with a kitchen fork. Luckily for me, the wood was still wet and the fire didn't take hold, so after 3 watering can loads, I did manage to extinguish it. No harm done except to my pride. I was dirty, wet from water sloshing out of the watering can, and exhausted. I got John to take a photograph, which is a partial reenactment of the incident, so you get a flavour of what I was up against. By the way, the chickens remain special needs. I am back on phase 2 of the feeder training. I think they would rather starve than get on a moving platform. I have had to start creating breadcrumb trails leading from ground to feeder, but they just eat the breadcrumbs and give up at the crucial point. Any ideas? Is there such a thing as a chicken hypnotherapist? Love to all, Fiona.